Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today we wrap up our series with the three finalists for Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. We'll highlight the operation of Nicholas and Bethany Hardesty of Meade County. Nicholas here with an overview.
We're what you would call a typical Kentucky farm. You know, we raise corn and soybeans. We've got beef cattle. We raise burley tobacco, and then we also sell tobacco transplants to other farmers. We sell all the supplies for another farmer to grow their own plants. Today, we farm about 840 acres is what we farm today. That's a far stretch from 3 acres when I was 14, 15 years old to 840 now.
He says about 2 or 3 years ago, Bethany gave up her off-farm job, going full-time on the farm with everything from H-2A worker management, doing the payroll, and keeping the books.
Now, greenhouse season is kind of her thing. I'm here. I'm in and out a lot, not always around. She does run the seed crew, the guys that seed everything for us. She's in charge of that. Right now, we've got poinsettias this time of year, and that's kind of her thing because I'm busy with harvest, so she takes care of that.
Nicholas and Bethany have 3 daughters and are still active in 4-H and FFA and the Meade County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Nicholas Hardesty says the judging process for Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest is robust, complete with an on-farm visit by the judges. They obviously liked what they observed. He thinks part of that, their farm's diversity and their planning for the future.
We have 9 greenhouses, and then we raise 70 acres of tobacco plants on outside float beds also. So we grow 530, 540 acres of finished tobacco transplants. When we started, we were growing 75 acres maybe is what we were started with, and we've grown to 540 now, and we could still build 3 or 4 more houses.
He feels their business plan was just the right answer at the right time. The contest winner will be announced next Friday, December 1st, at the Young Farmer Luncheon at the Farm Group's annual meeting at the Galt House in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.